share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On August 23, Malaysians rejoiced and celebrated as the federal court upheld former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak's conviction and sentence of 12 years in jail, including a fine of RM 210 million. However, there is still the worry that he might still be freed if he were to receive a royal pardon from the Yang di Pertuanagong. According to legal expert Datuk Salehuddin Saidan, there's a provision in the federal constitution under Article 42 which provides that a person who has been convicted and is serving a sentence can make an application, either he or his heirs, to the Sultan or YDPA. But, it appears that Malaysians are not happy with this and are urging the YDPA to not exercise his discretion to pardon the former Prime Minister. An online petition has been set up by BERSIH, has amassed over 81,000 signatures at the time of writing. The petition is addressed to the Yang di Pertuanagong al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin al-Mustafa Billah Shah. The description reads, Najib has just been found guilty by the country's highest court, but some parties are already thinking of applying for royal pardon from DYMM YDPAgong. We cannot let this happen. Sign this petition to submit to YDPAgong. In a message to the Agong, they wrote, We, your loyal subjects, humbly appeal to your majesty, not to exercise your discretion to pardon Najib for his crimes against the Malaysian public. He has been convicted of stealing public funds in the SRC International case and had been given due process of a fair trial. As the racket, we had to suffer the impact of corruption by elected officials who enriched themselves with our national wealth instead of using it to develop this country. Even if Najib had no shame for what he has done, we the racket had to live with the indignity of being known for the world's largest case of kleptocracy. They added, with all our hearts we appeal to your majesty to consider our request to deny any appeal for pardon by Najib, who has brought shame to this country. As a nation, we must not tolerate corruption or the corrupt, whoever that person may be. Let Najib serve his 12 years in jail and pay the RM 210 million fine so as to serve as an example to any leaders who think they can corruptly abuse their position of authority. Your majesty, help us to uplift our heads high once again, to make us proud again as Malaysians. Also read, Prison Department. Najib won't receive any special treatment while imprisoned. Source. Berita Harian Source. Facebook Source. Change.org. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.